Complex of Life. Thank you for joining our Wednesday show. Today we're going to be talking about tax time pimps. How to identify a user. This is going to be a good one here, boy. I can't wait to get to it. We got a lot of comments on our Facebook page. We posted one of the questions that came in, and my God, within about 2 hours, we have over 70 comments on our Facebook page with people who responded to that. I'm going to be reading a lot of those comments from there today. But here's the deal. I hope you had a blessed day today. Our Facebook page is The Conflicts of Life. You can also Google us, and it'll pull us up, which is The Conflicts of Life. You can also reach us by email, which is theconflictsoflife@gmail.com. All right, everybody, let's go ahead and get started with today's show, because I don't want to waste any time. This is going to be a doggone good one here. Let's get to this first one. It says, I pay all the bills even though my boyfriend lives with me and has a good job. I feel like he should offer to pay some of the bills since he moved in with me. I feel a real man pays most, if not all, the bills. I don't say anything to him because I am waiting for him to offer. If I have to bring it up, then he will only do it because he will feel like I am nagging him. I am not a nag. Suggestions, please. All right, that's the first one we're going to be dealing with. The first one, this comment says from Valdez, you get nothing because you ask for nothing. You have not because you ask not. June said, A man will only do what you allow him to do. Neil said, if he is also earning, then tell him to share all the bills. If he's jobless, then be patient. I like that. Kathy said, it's not about nagging. It's about sharing the household bills that the two of you created. I'm going to read this last one unless I want to give my opinions on this. All right. Unless we go to Rhonda. Rhonda said, why did you let him move in? Men don't beat around the bush or like to guess what you need or feel. If you want a lasting relationship, you must be upfront and not fear how one might take it. If they value you, that person will take what you say to heart. So far, so good, huh? She said, they'll take what you say to heart and work with you. He seems like a leech, and I'm sure you wouldn't want to portray yourself, your significant other, in that light, making you seem like you're settling for less out of a desperate need to be loved and wanted. That comment said a mouthful. And let's stop for a moment and let's talk about that. Here's my opinion on the situation. First of all, I agree with the first comment, Valdez, saying you get nothing because you ask for nothing. I have said on another show, I was interviewed on another radio show on Monday, and it was a two-hour show. One of the things that I said on that show is this. Oftentimes, I am really fascinated and really baffled by this one fact. I do not understand. How is it possible that you can go and put your body in the bed chambers with somebody who you don't feel comfortable sharing your feelings with? In my opinion, the most valuable thing that you have is your body. And why is it that you feel more comfortable giving people your body than you are your mind? Or let's say it like this. Why are you more comfortable giving people your body instead of your brain? Why are you more comfortable with giving them your flesh other than your feelings? See, that makes no sense to me. You feel okay with them putting their penis inside your body, but you don't feel okay with putting your thoughts and emotions inside their head so they can consider to whom they're receiving this fruits of love from. I don't understand that. Why are we so free in this country to give away the most precious goods for chicken nuggets? I'm not trying to start no problems, but I'm just really saying, why is it that way? Oftentimes, some of the most stupidest breakups happen because you didn't feel comfortable sharing your quote-unquote feelings, but you was okay with sharing your booty. What sense does that make? So in this situation, okay, you're talking about tax time pimps. This one was a little beyond the scope of tax time. This is well beyond tax time. This is just, this dude moved in with you. He's living with you, but he ain't paying none of the bills. Now, I did get a response, which I'm going to save for a kicker for the moment. I just want to toy around with this, and then I'm going to give every single one of you guys who commented on this particular question, which I think we're at 118 comments on our Facebook page on this one, on this particular question. We have posted other questions, but on this particular question, we're at 118 comments already. But I'm going to give you all a kicker in the butt at the end about more of this scenario. I heard back, okay? So here's the deal. For the sake of this particular argument, to go into flow with everybody else, what the problem was that the terms of the move-in should have been brought to the surface before he moved in. You have not because you ask not, is what the Bible says. And I know we use that for Bible purposes, but let's use it in real talk. Oftentimes when you rolling around in these sheets, you're so fascinated that this person like you until you don't set the terms and agreement on what should happen. This is the reason why people are in bad relationships. You had one idea of what you wanted out of it, and the other person had another idea. So you feel used now. You feel like Charmin toilet paper. You feel like they wiped their butts with you, and now you're being flushed and thrown aside. But the problem is that instead of you being so much in the rush to lay up with them, you should have been in the rush to have deep conversations with them. Find out more about these people. Find out how did they live? Who did they live with the last time? If you find out that they've been laying up with their parents, then doggone it, wouldn't it make a little bit of sense that they might just come over and lay up with you too? Because the bottom line is, they're so used to somebody else paying for all their stuff, they are not in a position to want to pay for anything, no matter how much money they make. Have you ever thought about that? I know he was handsome and fine and all that, but so what? What were the terms of the agreement? Oftentimes, you got to understand that love is a business too. Yes, it's emotional, but it's also a business. Because in order for me to be with this person long term, we have to have an understanding upon which we are going to dwell together. And it can't just be about you laying up in the sheets and he just feels so good in bed. What do you do after the bedtime scene is over? When the bed scene is over, what are y'all going to talk about? You know what really baffles me? Let's pause for a minute. I know this is off to a... To the left. Okay? This is going to be off to the left. But watch this. Here's something else while we're on this track that kind of concerns me about people in relationships. You know, you get in a hurry. You're all in the mood. Ready to roll in the sheets and play WWE wrestling in the sheets. Mm-hmm. Woo! Flames is hot. But then after the sex is over, both of y'all got a nice sexual release, if both got that, because oftentimes men get their release and they are pleased, women do not. They have to lay there and pretend. That's a whole different show. I ain't going to bring that up right now. But point is, after that's all said and done, y'all done took your little nap. Now when you exit the bedroom, what more is there to talk about? What do y'all talk about? When you go out to dinner, do you sit across the table looking stupid at each other because you have no conversation? Think about it. What more is there besides the bed chamber? Because after a while, the bed chamber becomes boring and you have no connection to this person because all you had was just a physical, but there was no mental connection. You guys don't have anything in common to talk about. You don't have any goals in life that you're working towards as a couple. And so therefore, you have given them the most sacred thing that you could give a human being, which is your physical body. You allow them to touch your breasts. You allow them to touch your hips, your lips, your thighs, and everything else. You allow them to touch that, and you had nothing left to offer. And so now you're feeling used. I am completely amazed by how we do things here in the U.S. And then we get dumped, we get burned, and we go back into another relationship only for that person to do the same thing. And then it happens again and again. At what point you ask yourself, am I making the right choices with me? Am I setting standards so that when a person enters into my world, they cross through an interview process? And let me say this to the ladies, because I know you guys come across these guys who, you know, say that you're playing hardball, you playing tough to get, and you think you all that, you're being uppity and so forth and so forth. Well, let me say this to you. And I know you guys won't tell you this. I'm not normal. I know that. But let me tell you this. I applaud you. Here's the reason why I applaud you. Because I prefer that you would be one of those women who has a high standard for yourself, meaning that he has to go through a deep interview process before he's permitted to enter into your inner circle or into your inner world, into your heart, and definitely into your bedchambers. It is great that you have an interview process to eliminate the fools from those who qualify for the next step, rather than to be one of these ladies out here who have laid up with dude after dude after dude only to get their heart crushed. The one thing you can deal with is loneliness, but the one thing you're not dealing with is foolishness. I know y'all like that one. Tweet that out. All right. The reverse is this. You end up with these guys who misuse you. And I know guys, there's some that are like that too. So it could be a guy situation too. Point is, the thing is that it's better for you to deal with just simply being lonely than for you to deal with being misused and lonely. When people misuse you, then they leave. And when they leave, you still end up with what? Loneliness. But now you have to deal with the emotions of being used. And let me, for my listening audience, you know, I've been really getting into word study and really getting to what words mean. Do you know what misuse means? Misuse means abnormal use. Abnormal means that it was not used normally. It means that you did not understand its full purpose. And so therefore, because you did not understand its purpose, you used it abnormally. Okay? Example. If I use a blender, which is made to blend flour and eggs to bake a cake, and I choose to try to put some nails in there and turn on the blender, it may be an ugly scene around here. Okay? Things is flying at me that don't belong in that bowl. That's because I didn't understand its proper use, and I am now misusing it or abusing the blender. I am putting things into it that it was not made to do. And oftentimes in our life, what we do is we get so emotionally involved with people until we allow these people in without them fully understanding how to enter our world. And when they enter our world, how to conduct themselves properly so that they're not misusing us, abusing us. So we don't give enough time to understand the person, and neither do we give enough time for the person to understand us. And this is why you're in this situation asking this question. What is it that you missed initially? It's the question you need to deal with. What is it? All right, so let's get back to this. This is fun. So here's the truth of the matter. What's my answer to the situation? I feel like if you bring it up to him, give him the opportunity to make a choice, and if he doesn't make the right choice, then baby, how long do you want to deal with it is the question. Do you want to continue to be the bill payer and the sex provider and everything else? And basically, this is where the term, why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free? So do you want to be that cow that's giving away the milk for free? It's up to you. Your choice. All right. But let me give you guys the grand kicker. Here's the kicker. What you didn't know, is this. The young man was not paying bills for a reason. The reason why the young man was not paying bills is because the young man was saving up to surprise her with her new home. Congrats to you, sir. I know I took y'all on a long trip just to teach a lesson, but ultimately, the guy has a great heart. He knows that that apartment is too small for them. He wants to start a family, and so therefore, he's saving his money to surprise her with a new home in about 2 months that he's getting built. So congrats to you guys. So I know, well, Lord, I hope she ain't listening to the show because I'd have been screwed up the surprise, huh? All right, everybody, that's enough for today. We'll be answering more questions on the conflicts of life. In the meantime, if, like I said, if you want to get to the next one, we did post several questions on our Facebook page, which is The Conflicts of Life. You can also Google us, The Conflicts of Life. You can hit me up and my email address, which is theconflictsoflife@gmail.com. We will be back here tomorrow. Have a great evening. Deuces. That's the song I'm playing for you.
Somebody tell my old life that I'm gone. I gotta go away. I'm riding with the Lord now. How am I to stay? There's nothing you can do. Not a dollar you can wave in my face. Though I fell down, I ain't trying to stay. I see the money in you, but I am trying to change for the better. So fed up with the bottom of the tank. I'm a child of God, and while my father is away, how was I to act like I'm not a child? I'm a disgrace. Now all I gotta say,
I got a new life now. I'm living through Christ, drunk in love. I'm moving on to something better, better, better. Like the Father and His Son. And now I gotta say, bye-bye, say, bye-bye, say, bye-bye, I'm gone. Now I gotta say, bye-bye, say, bye-bye, say, bye-bye, I'm gone.
Yeah, mouth, side narrow to that life I used to live, homie. Cut a couple friends, couple trill cronies. No condemnation, it's the sin, I just don't condone it. Compromising for that bread when it's all baloney. Patron shots to the head, I was all for it. I was down like four flats and you all know it. Without Christ, that type of life, you can't outgrow it. So I received him and served that life an eviction notice.
I got a new life, now I'm living through Christ, drunk in love. I'm moving on to something better.
Bye.